Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and my beautiful wife, Claudia Renee. And we are going to venture forth. We're doing a review, review six. It's the very last part of part one, the very last content in part one in the Course in Miracles workbook for students. And today we're on lesson 203. I call upon God's name and on my own. And let's pause for just a moment of silence together. And let's just take a good deep breath. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me.
I call upon God's name and on my own. The name of God is my deliverance from every thought of evil and of sin, because it is my own as well as his.
I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. Let's pause again now. Take a good deep breath for a moment of silence. So as I was learning A Course in Miracles, and I would get to a statement like this, I call on God's name. You know, I would always be a little curious, okay, what is God's name? And as it turns out, if we can imagine everything is in vibration, if we can imagine that thoughts have vibration. Thoughts are things. One of our primary true thought principles. Thoughts are things. They have a vibration. They have an octave. So when I have a thought of anger or a thought of fear or a thought of shame, those thoughts have a vibration and they are a signature on a consciousness, the level of consciousness. So we could say that consciousness itself, of course, is a vibration. So we could also then think of sound as a vibration. You're hearing my voice, right? And even through the technology, if you were in the room, our ears are kind of like the transceivers and receivers that we're using electronically here to get this communication shared across the internet on our podcast. And so these vibrations that are carried through the air are turned into sound and can be communicated. So imagine then we have these octaves. We have a hearing range. And I recently discovered that the very high end of my hearing range is canceled out around 14,000 hertz. Okay? I know that sounds technical, right? But what it means is I can't hear like I could when I was 30. Very high frequencies, I can't hear those. But there are higher frequencies beyond 20,000 hertz that as humans we cannot hear at all. But dogs can hear those frequencies. And so the point I'm making is that even a name is a symbol, if you will, of a symbol or symbol of some symbol of what something else is, kind of like an image, right? And so if we can imagine that the name of God, in fact, your name, your true name, cannot be represented in the frequency of our conversation. I know I'm getting technical here. Don't mean to, but I'm just pointing out that the actual name of God, or your actual name, God-given name, is not within your grasp, or not within the grasp, I'll say, of the physical form or the human or the ego self. So people are always, I shouldn't say people, I'll just say myself. I've heard of people that would struggle to find what is the name of God? What is, does God have a name? Like God is a personality. So what name would you give love? Can you put a name on it? And the name tends to provide attributes. People look up their name and they say, oh, here's what my name means. And my name has attributes. And so that means I must have those attributes, or that was given to me, or maybe it was the vibration that my parents, the consciousness and the vibration that my parents, you know, were inspired by. And they gave me this name. And that name has attributes. What attributes do you give love? Can you imagine that love has no attributes? Love is attributeless. In other words, love is all in all. Love is all there is. We could say then God is all there is. So if I were to call on the name of God, we could just as easily say, I call upon love. Okay? And I call upon the love of myself because my true self is love. I am an extension of what God is. I call upon love. I am as God created me. I am love. Does that make sense? Can we connect that together in reason in our mind? I am not a body. I am love. I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as God created me. Even if I do experience other vibrations, other thoughts, something other than love, like shame or guilt or fear or anger or depression or anxiety. And we've got a whole list of attributes that we imagine we can label consciousness with or thoughts with, yes? But really, A Course in Miracles tells us there's just only love and fear. The only two emotions you can ever experience, no matter what attributes you lay on top of them, you're either experiencing fear and giving it some attribute, some definition, lines and levels and degrees. That's what the ego likes to do. It likes to separate everything out. Or love. It's actually quite simple. I call upon God's name and on my own. The name of God is my deliverance. So love is my deliverance. I am as God created me.
Beautiful. And so just take a breath with me. And pause in this holy moment, this holy instant, and allow these words to just fall upon your heart and mind with me. Just beautiful. And what I, in the contemplative nature of these exercises, and as I allow Spirit to guide me through them and hear the voice of Brother T and imagine the collective consciousness and name of all of those who are listening to this frequency, to this sound vibration, I sense such an honoring in this lesson. It's an honoring of who we are. And that the name and the nature of God is our name and our nature. This lesson is placing us in that company, in that oneness, not separate. And there is a grace and a humility, even in the way that the review period is introduced, that, you know, Jesus would say, I offer this to that voice, that teacher who instructs in quiet, speaks of peace, and gives our thoughts whatever meaning they may have. That there's a trusting completely in this voice for God, even by Jesus, as we're instructed. And then this voice telling us that I call upon God's name and my own. and that this name is my deliverance because it is my own as well as his. To me, that is just this beautiful juxtaposition of, you know, humility and that grandeur that we are, and that in this true alignment, in this recognition of our name and our nature, because our name is our nature. And while, you know, Brother T is saying it's attribute-less and that it is love, you know, that is our name, that is our nature, uniquely expressed in the sound vibration, the true sound vibration. Each of us has this unique sound vibration of that variation of the one thing, but that we are indeed one with God. And so this is our right identification. And herein lies all freedom. Now, you're not a body. That's just been a sleight of hand all this time. No, you are spirit. We are spirit, holy and divine, unlimited and free, because that's how God created us. And, you know, as a woman approach, as a having a female body and gender identification of female in this experience and reading this text, and kind of sometimes coming up against the, you know, masculine pronouns. And as I was contemplating this this morning, how in our culture, our name is passed down by the Father, God. By the Father, though, in our culture, I, you know, carry the name, not of my mother, but of my Father. And I was thinking, you know, how have I been taught and told that Jesus would refer to God? And it was as, you know, Abba, as Papa, as Father. And what we generally do is the Father, Mother, you know, in our spirituality, to bring in that feminine, that there is no masculine or feminine. But it's written in a way for our culture, I believe. And so, and that is how the name is passed down. You are indeed, we are indeed a chip off the old block. We're not different or separate, just like I'm not different or separate, you know, from my biological father, mother in this experience. I came from and am of them in this experience. And it's just an echo and an image of the truth that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You know, we are of that nature. And to not acknowledge that, to not embrace it, to not celebrate that, to not declare that is indeed blasphemy, rather than claiming our oneness and name and nature with Creator, with all that is. And so to me, this is the true humility that we're being called forth to do, not grandiosity, but to step into the right identification with humility, that it's not of the body, it's not of the personality, but it is of spirit. This is who I am. And that when I step into that with humility, then all power under heaven and earth flow through me as me because of my name and the nature of who I am.
And then really beautifully said. It points to the teaching in A Course in Miracles, which...
Let me say that again. That was beautifully said. But it points to the teachings in A Course in Miracles that I heard a commentary this week online where, because of all the drama and chaos and unexpected events of our day, someone was predicting that maybe this is the time that, you know, that Jesus is going to return. the second coming. This must be what this is. This must be a setup. So Jesus is about to, you know, that's maybe that's what's happening, and Jesus is going to appear. And it's the second coming. And of course, in miracles, and I always, you'll have to forgive me, I always kind of find it a little funny, but Jesus says, I've already been human. I'm not coming back to that, because that is a low consciousness, that's a low vibration, that's a low octave. The second coming is you. You are the second coming. When you evolve into the realization of knowing who and what you are, and in that knowing of who and what you are, then you begin to serve as that divine self. When you see me, you see the Mother, Father, God. And so one of the things I was studying earlier today, it all comes together, but it was for us to begin to articulate and assume, to be assumed by that higher energy, that higher self, that higher consciousness. So Claudia and I, you know, our very first time we met, we went through a practice at a spiritual workshop. That's how we met. And we were going through a process, a practice, and we would look at each other, and we were repeating after our instructor, but it was basically, I know who you are. Right? So that's calling forth your name, that energy, that's an attunement, that's calling forth that higher, I know who you are in truth. I know who you are in love. I know who you are in God, right? And then we would go through a couple of more sentences, which are our attunements, to bring us into that recognition of self as divine, right? And as I was studying today, the follow-up to that is then to articulate that expression by saying, I have come.
Mm.
Can you feel that energy? I can feel it. When I say, I just said that, I can feel it. I can literally it's making the hairs on my arm stand up. I have come. Mm. I'm giving voice to a higher consciousness. Now, that higher consciousness is your true self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind. Is it within your grasp? Absolutely. It's never not been who you really are. And that's the beauty of A Course in Miracles, because Jesus teaches us here in A Course in Miracles that God is not outside ourselves, the Holy Spirit is not separate from us, nothing is separate from us, that we are all part of this one essence called love. And it is in our recognition and articulation of that attribute, if you want to call it, that we divine ourselves with, that we ordain ourselves with, in the saying, I have come. And today we can say, I have come as the divine energy and expression of love, and I intend to be that expression throughout my day today.
Mm.
Can you feel that energy?
Mm-hmm. I feel it. Beautiful.
Anything else you want to share, honey?
No, I feel complete. Okay, this is beautiful.
Let's pause for a moment, just for a moment here. Brothers and sisters and mighty companions, we are so very grateful that you are on this journey with us. We know you are with us, and we hope you know we are with you. We are mighty companions, all of us here. No one leading, no one behind. We are standing beside each other, shoulder to shoulder, embracing each other in holy relationship as we continue this journey into this deeper understanding and knowing of the truth of who and what we are through this wonderful teaching, A Course in Miracles, given to us by our brother Jesus. I'm not a body, I am free. For I am still as God created me.
I call upon God's name and on my own. I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as God created me.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. And we will be back with you very soon.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the